Health benefits have risen for New Mexico state employees. Beginning today, health insurance premiums for state employees will rise 15%. That rise is likely to affect over 70,000 people covered by the state plan. A new plan design will also take effect, with deductibles increasing from $150 to $350 annually. The out-of-pocket max for state-insured employees will rise from $3,000 to $3,500. The state employee insurance plan also is moving to a calendar year format, making the current deductible for the rest of 2013 $175. In January, the annual deductible will be $350. H.A. 40, Risk Management Director for the state of New Mexico, calculates costs for the state insurance benefits. According to 40, he was left with little options when trying to bring in revenue.
The only way for us to bring revenue in is through premium increases. If we don't do premium increases, we have to do plan redesign. And that means going from $150 deductible to $350.
40 met with his actuaries to look at the data. After receiving monthly quarterly projections, his department realized that to keep the fund solvent, they would need to increase premiums and present a new plan design to state employees.
So at the end of FY13, because of 5 years of flat premium, 5 years of no plan redesign, we were going to be $35 million in the hole. We were going to be insolvent. If you look forward to the end of FY14, we were going to be almost $70 million in the hole, and that's why we had to make so many plan design changes and the 15% premium increase to get us trending back in the right direction.
The rise in rates has some state employees very concerned, and others may be forced to make tough decisions. Eric Simon works as a state employee. He's also the president of the Las Cruces chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employee Union. He said the rising costs means less dollars going into the local economy.
It's disappointing to see that go into effect. State employees overall are underpaid and undersupported by the current administration as it is. It's going to make it a lot harder for the state employees that I represent, myself included, to put money back into the community. We like to spend locally.
Rising rates means less dollars flowing into the local economy, but according to Simon, the real impact will be employees being able to spend time with their families due to working a second job.
A lot of them are actually considering having to go into different lines of work where these benefits might be a little less expensive and a little less competitive, or just basically taking second jobs.
According to AJ40, healthcare inflation continues to impact the state employee benefit fund. That action will leave some state employees with some tough financial decisions to make for the future. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.